Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about a developer's experience using Claude Code, Anthropic's new coding AI tool, for a week-long coding spree in Clojure. Let's dive in.
Sounds fascinating. So, what were the developer's overall impressions? Did Claude Code live up to the hype?
Well, it's a mixed bag. They tackled two projects, rewriting a Python app in Clojure and building a CLI-based DAW, Digital Audio Workstation. The initial experience seemed promising, hitting 90% completion on the first project within 6 hours. Imagine that.
Wow, 90% in 6 hours. That's impressive. So, what went wrong?
That's where things get interesting. Claude Code started exhibiting some, shall we say, quirky behavior. It began migrating the Clojure logic into Bash scripts. Of all things, can you believe it?
Bash? That's a head-scratcher. Why would it do that?
The developer was just as puzzled. It seems Claude Code, in its attempt to optimize and fix edge cases, got a little carried away. Ended up with thousands of lines of Bash, essentially rewriting the entire Clojure app in a different language.
So, the no rewriting in another language rule was clearly broken? That's hilarious, yet also a critical flaw. Did they try the second project?
Yes. The second project was building a SpaceMax-inspired CLI DAW called SpacePlate using Overtone. The interface development went smoothly, thanks to the SpaceMax keybinding model. However, testing proved to be a major hurdle.
I see. Testing audio applications is tricky. What were the specific challenges?
The developer wanted to test the internal state of the DAW, not just the user interface interactions, but Claude Code, being primarily text-based, struggled with the concept of attaching to and testing audio output. It's like trying to explain colors to someone who's only ever experienced black and white, you know?
Got it. So a disconnect between the text-based AI and the audio-centric testing requirements.
Exactly. Ultimately, the developer felt that Cursor and Calva, which involve more direct human oversight, offered a better workflow for their needs. They spent around $135 and 12 hours with Claude Code, generating thousands of lines of code, but concluded that AI-powered vibe coding, without careful human guidance, leads to unsustainable projects.
A valuable lesson learned, it seems. Sounds like Claude Code has potential, but it's not quite ready for prime time, especially for more complex projects needing nuanced testing.
Indeed. It's a fascinating glimpse into the current state of AI coding tools. They're incredibly powerful for initial scaffolding and rapid prototyping, but human expertise is still essential for building robust and maintainable software. Thanks for joining us today for this insightful discussion.
Goodbye.